My friends, we are going to grow and get better together. This is not about me. This is about us. Welcome to Win Today with Johnny Martin. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Win Today with your boy, Johnny Martin. I hope this episode finds y'all doing well as you are tackling another week, hopefully progressing through another week in a way that is shaping your journey and your life and the life of the people you love in the most authentic way possible. It's not always going to be the most positive way. It's not always going to be the most glamorous way. It's not always going to be the happiest way, but hopefully in the most productive way possible for you. We all have to navigate those bumps in the road. Some of us, myself included, do it really well on some days, and sometimes we absolutely shit the bed and can't get out of our own way. And that's what I want to talk to you a little bit about in this episode today, this notion of how we manage everything that we have on our plate. Whether you are a high school student athlete, a musician, an artist, whether you're a recent college graduate, whether you're working a summer job, or whether you are a family person raising kids with jobs, responsibilities, bills, car payments, mortgages, family situations, and then your own internal stuff. There's a lot in our backpacks. And everybody's got stuff in their backpack. And from the time that we're born, man, that backpack fills with life stuff. And some of us, as we go through life, we learn from a very early age how to empty that backpack, how to dump some of the stuff. Man, but some of us, if you're anything like me, it takes us, and it took me a long, long time to figure out how to dump that backpack. And I would get wrapped up in all of the stuff of the day that it would be all-consuming. And so when I would go to sleep at night, my anxiety would present in a way where my body was telling me, please, just rest, just rest. But my mind would not stop. I was like that hamster on the wheel. And all of the things I was thinking about, the majority of them were completely out of my control in that moment. So at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, when I just could not sleep, my body wanted to rest, but my mind would not shut down. A lot of the things that I was anxious about, a lot of the things that I was perseverating over, were absolutely and completely out of my control. And so what happened to me, what I would get up the next day and the following days, and I was exhausted, mentally and physically exhausted. And so the fact that I was trying to manage things that were completely out of my control took me away from managing anything. Took me away from managing the things that were completely within my control. And so I had to have the willingness to reach out and to ask for help and to learn to manage what was in my backpack, to learn to dump some of the stuff that was in the backpack. And there's no shame in that. And so what I want to talk to you a little bit about today is something that has really helped me out along the way into establishing and working on those things that are in front of us, that are critically important for us to manage throughout the day. Because if you're anything like me, you get unbelievably wrapped up in things that you cannot control, the outcomes of which may be determined by other people, other places, other things. But you take them all on because you think they're yours, or you take them all on because you think you have to. And what I've learned in my life and in my journey and in helping other people as I've been working to help myself is that if we work to manage moments as they occur, in situations as they occur, from a strong place mentally, because we work to build that every day, then typically we can manage life day to day in a much more successful fashion. One of the things that has helped me a ton is by adopting a very simple principle. This is not going to be the cure. This is not going to help you in every situation. But when you start to feel like things are coming unraveled throughout your day, and you take a 5-minute break or a 10-minute break to close your door, to shut your phone off, to close your office door, to take a break from the kids, to walk outside and get some fresh air, I want you to try to remember this principle. W-I-N. Win. Let me tell you what that stands for. What's important now? Take a minute to either write down, or in the calmness of your own thoughts, after you've taken some deep breaths, to get settled, to do this self-check and ask yourself, what's important now? Not an hour from now, not 2 hours from now, not yesterday, as we still carry all the stuff in our backpack from yesterday. In this moment, what's important now? Honestly ask yourself that question. Honestly answer that question for yourself. And then ask yourself what you can do to make that necessary change. If you're somebody like me that has struggled with anxiety for almost your entire life, if you're someone like me who has had a really hard time compartmentalizing the things that are important and not just starting well but finishing well, this small little trick will help you more than you think. What's important now? First and foremost, you are. You can't be good for managing anyone or anything else until you have a really good sense of where you're at and what you need to do to get yourself back to a better place. Take the moment to ask yourself that question, answer it honestly, and then press forward in the best way you know how, with the tools, skills, and the abilities that you have. Do the very best you can with the time you have allotted. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. What's important now? Love you all so much. Be good to those you love. Let them know you love them. And we will talk to you all next week. I'm out.
Thank you to Seven Roads Media and Cloud Nine Marketing Group for co-producing the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Without you, I cannot continue to do what I love. You can follow me personally on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real John C. Martin. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with comments and questions after each episode. Your comments push me to get better every day. As always, thank you for your continued support, and don't forget, win today.